What's good, party people out there? Welcome back to another episode of He's a Guy podcast with the guys. You know what? Let's start off at the top. I got an issue with y'all.
What's the issue, Steph?
We're lacking subscribers. We need you guys to hit the subscribe button. You know what I mean? That little button, that little red button. That one right there.
That was crazy stuff.
One more time. Right there, that button. Subscribe, like, comment. Let us know what you guys would like us to talk about. We have a good one for you guys today. We have a guest. You know what I mean? Nice.
Yes, sir.
What's popping, brother?
I'm here, man. I'm glad to be part of the situation. Thanks for the invite.
No problem. All right, so what men want? You guys excited? I'm excited.
Let's talk about it.
We got to talk about it. We've been supposed to jump into this. So yeah? I'm actually really happy about this one.
All right, so kick things off. What do we want? You know, I think that's an interesting concept. I don't want it to be a situation where I guess we're kind of going at women. I just want, you know, a situation where it's like we can describe and talk about what men would like when it comes to relationships. You guys kind of agree? You guys kind of feel a little...
Yeah. Let's get into it.
All right. Let's tap in. All right. So first question I got for you guys is, what type of guy do you guys feel like you are? You know, sensitive, a person that needs to be heard, like a... aggressor or
aggressor is crazy. Who takes that one? Nobody wants that title.
It does sound wild. Let me walk that back. Okay, so what type of guy do you feel like you are? Let me not give anything with no pretenses, but what type of guy do you think you are? For me, I could start if you guys wish to
give. Yeah, of course,
man. All right. So what type of guy I feel like I am? I am a person that likes to feel out situations. I'm the type of guy that is going to go in not trying to talk my way through things. I want to kind of feel the situation out with a girl. I'd like to see what she's about. I'd like to see what, you know, where I could kind of fit into her life, except for example. You know what I mean? So that's the type of guy that I feel like I am. Now, that might not always work out to be the case, but I'm a hardworking guy as well. So that's what I kind of like, you know, what type of traits you guys are into. Like, what type of stuff do you guys have going on for yourself where, you know, you guys can kind of describe your archetype?
I feel like I'm a lover, sensitive lover. Guy. Uh-huh. But you have to get there with me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I feel like on the outside, sometimes I can appear very hard because I'm also like, I think of myself as a hard worker and I tend to prioritize work before a lot of things. But it's like, I feel like under my layers, I am sensitive, but I feel like it takes a while to get there with me because I just got to feel like I could trust you. I feel like in relationships, it's not something I don't necessarily trust easily until I could see examples that I could trust you. Like, I feel like with me and women, they have to pass a series of tests for me to know whether or not I rock with you like that, whether or not I could get sensitive.
So you're out here testing them?
I'm not testing them on purpose, but it's just like...
So what do you do? Like, what's your main thing to make you say, all right, this is a real one?
I think there's a few things. If we get into a disagreement, how do we bounce back?
Okay.
That's one.
A conflict resolution?
Yeah, like, what's your conflict resolution skills? How do you act around my family? How do you act around my friends? How do you handle money? How do we travel together? Like, seeing these type of things are just, they're like little tests. And like, if you pass them, it's not like I'm testing you being like, I'm going to set up a fight.
Okay, so it's not intentional.
It's not intentional test, but it's like
green flags, your red flags.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, but in my head, I know there's certain ones that are just so obvious. Like, traveling together is like an obvious one. If we can't travel together, it means like, what would it be like if we lived together? But it's like, the more someone checks off these green flags, the deeper I can get with them. But it's like, I don't just come off being deep. And I'm learning how to do that a bit more, coming off being more real, but it's like, it usually takes time for me.
That's it, gang. How you feel? How about y'all?
I would think for me, I would like to say like a leader. And by leader, I don't mean like I call the shots and tell someone necessarily what to do. But like, you know what I mean? Like learning somebody's strengths, learning their weaknesses, kind of counterbalancing it, seeing how I can help in the situation, how they can help in the situation, and just, you know, just trying to put like a blueprint forward for us so we can kind of go into a direction that's positive for the both of us. So I would say leader, and I would balance off yours with a lover too. Definitely a love.
Love I'm on?
Love. Love
I'm on juice.
Nice. Fred, tell me, what's your archetypes like? How do you guys describe yourself? What are traits that you go by?
I'll go first, so we leave our guest here to go last and finish it off. I just go with the flow, to be honest, right? Like Tashawn said, you know, and just for me, like I'm very big on loyalty,
right?
Yeah. Right? Like I don't care if it's our first day talking or a week. Like when I see behavior. Like, I don't want, for example, like, if we're starting to talk or, you know, build a relationship or whatever it might be, and you know it's starting to get serious, and I get you were talking to other people before,
move accordingly.
You know what I'm saying? You got to start
weeding out.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it has to be like, because I get it. Like, you know, you had a life before me. I'm not saying drop your life now and be with me. You know, so for me, like I said, I just go with the flow and, you know, you see how things go. And like I said, I'm just big on loyalty.
Nice.
I'm a simple man. Simple man. Like, honestly, I'm reciprocate. You trust me, I trust you. You love me, I love you. I'm attentive. I pay attention to things that they say. Kind of makes it easier, you know? A lot of times women give you the blueprint as long as you listen. They kind of tell you how they want to be loved. But outside of that, you deal with me right, I deal with you right.
Do you feel like that might be an issue amongst men a little bit? The fact
yeah,
that we kind of sometimes do have the blueprint, but we kind of do what we think or what society may want us to do versus actually what your person is asking of you.
Yeah, because guys don't listen. Guys don't listen. They'll tell you how they want to be loved, right?
That's a rumor. Yeah. You ask me about that.
I think that they will tell you, but sometimes it's not as concrete. So certain guys don't know how to pick up on like social cues or pick up on cues that girls are kind of like putting down. So would you like, as a guy that's a reciprocator, would you be able to like give people like what's a way that you read into it more? So if you know what I mean.
So see what when I'm saying listen, I don't mean just vocally.
Yeah, yeah.
Being attentive, right? So like you said, pick up on social cues, right? Things that they say, things that they do, or even a side conversation she might have with a girlfriend in front of you. Or should we talk to a girlfriend saying, this movie's coming out with Denzel Washington's son. I want to watch it next Friday. Mm-hmm. Big dog, your next date with Shorty told you what she wanted to do. Little things like that, right?
Yeah.
Just pay attention.
This guy's got his ears to the streets. I like that. That's not nice. I like that. Now, if I were to say to you guys, what are your needs? Do they change? Like, so let's start with that. And if you have needs as a single guy, or if you have needs as a guy in a relationship, do they differ? Or are they pretty much the same? What do you guys think in terms of your needs when it comes to being a single guy and dating or in a relationship?
I need to be held.
You still want to be held, eh?
No,
you're not wrong in that.
No, I like being held.
I'm a little spoon type nigga. I'm gonna lie.
You're like 6'4", my nigga. We talk about little spoon.
Yo, bro, when they drape out, it feels nice.
So you want to be hugged too, eh?
I want to be hugged too, bro.
I can tell, my nigga. Let your chain hang out. You're moving like it's a choker right now. There you go.
Your low ass couch is gonna be the couch, bro. Get a bigger couch.
Shit. All right, Tashawn, you're saying my fault.
No. I think. I've been in relationships and I've been single, obviously. And I don't necessarily think the needs change. I think for me, like one of the biggest and most important things, alluded to it, was communication. Like I just, open communication and honest communication for me is so important. And I noticed that I needed that because I think in a lot of my 20s, I wasn't open and honest with communication. And I don't feel like I was in relationships or even when I was single, no one's talking to each other about what we need or what we want. It's kind of like I'm kind of keeping things to myself. I'm keeping my cards tight to my chest. And then I see whoever I'm talking to keeping their cards tight to their chest. Because I could be talking to one girl, another girl, another girl, and I'm not saying nothing to nobody, but I'm keeping everything tight. And as a result, we're not really talking. And now I know that like I need open communication. Like it's important because now you're getting the real from me. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting the real from you. So even now, as a single guy, I could be like, listen, I'm single. I'm not interested in a relationship, but we could see where this goes. And I just keep it honest step by step throughout the way. If I start talking to somebody else, I start dating somebody else, I'll keep that real because in the past I didn't and that hasn't worked for me. So for me, it's like whether I'm in a relationship, whether I'm single, it's just like open and honest and real communication.
And do you find that's working for you better now?
Absolutely. Because when you tell people what it is, you're now giving them the decision to make without trying to make the decision for them. Before I used to try to make decisions for people. I'm like, yo, if I tell them this, they'll be mad. And then I realized like,
yeah, you have no idea.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Right. And then they're mad anyways when they find out the thing you didn't tell them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So now it's just like, if I just keep it a buck, yeah, it might sting up front, but it is what it is. Like I was seeing a girl a few months ago and she was like, so do you see anything with me? I was like, no. And she's like, wow. But then our conversation after that got real. She's like, yeah, I was talking to this guy last week. And if you would have seen what he said to me, and it's like, we were starting to now have conversations that we would have never had I just not been open and honest. Now it's like, yeah, we realize it's not a thing in a romantic relationship, but now her and I can be cool as friends because now we just keep it real with each other. But it's like we spend so much time sometimes keeping our cards tight to our chest when in a lot of cases we don't even need to.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Just to, I guess, delve a little deeper into a point you made about open communication, right? And us talking about if a girl were to ask us as men, like, hey, are you seeing anybody? For the room, I'm opening this up to, how open is that open communication when it comes to that? Like, would you tell her the amount or would you just say, hey, yeah, I'm seeing somebody else? But that somebody else could mean 2-3 other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, how open is that conversation with somebody? And again, because you said that you try not to make the choice for them. Are you still open beyond that? Or is it just, I'm keeping it short to where you want? Because I feel like in doing so, you are still kind of making a choice for them. You know what I mean?
I think for me, the more specific, the better.
Okay.
The more real and raw you can get, the better. So and, it's not in a tone where you're trying to hurt somebody, but it's like the realer you are, I think the better it is for you because then that person still has information to make a decision on whether they want to be part of this. Right. I think a lot of times in dating, we use so much time like trying to pretend to be other people and leaving information out. Then 8 months later, when we find out who you really are, we're like, I don't even rock with this person.
That's fair.
But it's because we held out so much in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what if we could just cut that down from the beginning?
Hmm.
That's how I look at it.
In this question, did you guys sleep with each other yet?
It's up to you.
I gotta know so I can answer. Just say yes, you did.
Okay. Let's say
does it matter?
Yeah.
It
doesn't matter. But that is it does. So that's what I was gonna say, yes and no. Let him answer yes and then say no.
Okay. Yeah. If I smashed already, right? And this is somebody where I know based off the time of me knowing her, that if I tell her other partners, it's done. Like for your situation, it might have been cool. But there's girls out there, they're not playing none of that.
Right.
But if I like her, I wanna continue doing what I'm doing, but I'm on the side, I'm telling her no, I'm lying. But depending, in the past, I had situations where I was able to be honest and tell the person, like, yeah, I got like 2 people on the side or whatever. And it worked for that situation.
So for you, it's situation dependent. Yeah. Like it depends on who you're dealing with, whether you could.
Depends on which woman asked me at that time.
Yo, I can echo some of that though, because I feel like it's the same scenario. Like I've had scenarios where I've had women that are like, yo, I've told them up front what I'm doing and
it worked.
And it's worked. But then it's like, depending on knowing your personality, I guess, you know a woman who's firecracker and she's no nonsense, where it's like, where it comes to that, it's like, well, I'm still trying to do my thing. Then you know what I mean? Like, then you gotta, it's not that you gotta, but you know, you kind of hold that card close to your chest in a sense. Now, you're not asking me if it's the most mature thing to do, of course, but that's obviously how. Not please.
That situation was person based. That pretty much like,
well, that's still situation.
You know who you can get away, which girl that fits that criteria you can get away with it, kind of thing.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Essentially.
So is it like we walk through life knowing who we could tell the truth to, who we can't?
Is that really what we're getting at?
To be honest, yes, but exactly. I mean,
do we approach friendships the same way? Or is it only romance?
Yes.
I think so.
Friendships, family, everything.
I think you try to sneak around anything.
Yeah, like, hold on. You guys don't think it's easier to live life just telling everybody, keeping a buck with everybody?
Easier?
You think you could tell everybody the truth?
But wouldn't it...
Answer the question. Do you think you
could tell everybody the truth? Brother, we can say a lot of things in hindsight. Like, yeah, it would feel easy, but... How easy is that to do?
It's not easy to do.
Well, then
it's
you don't ask me how easy it is.
It's not easy to do. Well, so it's easy to walk around life lying to people.
No.
No, it's a little
to be deceptive. Bro. To be deceptive? To yes. Be
it's easy to walk around and be deceptive. And,
yeah, 100%.
But is that where we're trying to, is that where we want to be in life?
See, now that's not a question you asked.
Is that where is that where we want to go? Like, when we're talking about becoming a better
man. When maturing, no, it's not. I've realized my life, of course, being a lot easier when telling the truth, right? My life after the fact, of course.
Truth will set you free.
You know what I mean? Truth, exactly. Truth is setting you, set you free, but those tough conversations and that being one of them of, hey, look, I have this, this, and this going on, or even just this, like anything outside of what the frame of mind would be for that one person, I feel like is a tough conversation and none of that would be easy. But I've realized in my growth that, yeah, having a conversation with the person that you say you care about, like, yo, this is what the situation is. On the other side of that, you just feel better because things are now out in the open. There's nothing for you to hide, right? That deceptive part, although the deception early on may be easy to keep up with, that is a tough part, you know? And I feel like that's why a lot of men say they're fighting demons and are going through like, oh man, I got a lot of stress. It sometimes it's self-inflicted. A lot of the times it's self-inflicted. You know what I mean? Outside of your business and work-related things, a lot of family stuff, cool. That's all things that could happen. But when it comes to you balancing multiple women, yeah, that's self-inflicted, brother. You could have made a lot easier choices for yourself.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, even when we're talking about keeping that firecracker, why?
Why do we keep it?
Why do we keep it?
You don't want to be toxic.
It's a firecracker.
Huh?
I never said she's a firecracker.
No, I did.
I think he used that like, okay, yeah.
But I'm saying, but...
You know she's a firecracker.
Sometimes that could be fun.
Keeps things interesting.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because all I told us.
We lie to keep the fun going.
Essentially, you know? It just, like I said, it keeps... It keeps things interesting, but... You realize after a time, like, yo, this is a headache to deal with sometimes.
For you.
A lot of the times, you know? So that's more or less what I wanted to say with that question to where you reeling it all back in. My question to you is, like, yo, how open is that open conversation? But, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I feel like no matter how open we say we are, man or woman, we're not always as open as we could be or should be even. So That's more or less what I was trying to get at.
But I think even to answer back to your initial question, like how, what was it again?
Oh,
like,
how open?
No. The first one was like, what do you, because that was our, that was the question we were on.
The trait?
While you're single?
Yeah, also, yeah.
When you're in a relationship, I think that like when you're single, I think these are prerequisites for somebody that you want to be with when you are like, when you're
just dating or
when you're dating them, right? So like, I think you do want the same things. You want some. Really?
Yeah, because you know how Freck said before, it was like, yo, loyalty is big for him. If I'm seeing multiple people, now it's a trait of my own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of the mind to be like, yo, I'm okay with knowing that as long as you have told me that you're dealing with other people.
But see, that's part of the prerequisite. She told you that, right?
No, that's my ask.
But that's part of loyalty, though. She gave you that information. So that's like almost like a prerequisite for eventually getting to that loyalty part. Do you see what I
see what she's saying?
Like she's building the trust.
Yeah.
What she's saying.
So her telling you she's talking to multiple guys.
It's almost a stepping stone because now eventually you see, okay.
It's building this.
I can see where like she'll be accountable or she'll tell me certain things that I need to hear.
That's but
you guys thought you could have handled that type of messaging?
But that's about to say. She told you that. Yes. She told you that?
I'm Stefan, yes.
Okay, well, I can, if a girl told me that.
Yeah, regardless. Steph,
she says that and that's building trust.
That's my question.
No, it's a stepping stone. I'm not saying like you have to trust her right away. She came out and told you, but then now.
But you don't know. I'll
be honest with you,
right? She's loose. She can lie about anything else.
That's the
biggest liar.
Yeah, 100%.
People are doing what some guys do. Like, yeah, I have other girls on the side. So
yeah,
but now worst person.
You don't know the context. You could like you guys could have just started talking, and she could be telling you, okay, just so you know. I was talking to another individual.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not what he's saying.
Oh, sorry.
She's talking to other dudes.
So, like I said, when I'm talking to a girl, right, it's different for me when dating, right? Because when I'm dating somebody, yes, I would expect the one for one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm talking to somebody, because I'm talking to multiple people, I don't hold you to the standard of you can only talk to me. So I'm saying, hey, if there's multiple people for you, cool. Let me know that.
You rather
go do that.
But because I'm doing my thing, it's okay.
Right. So I don't want to hold. I don't want to hold her and be a hypocrite. You see what I'm saying?
But you don't want him.
No, but at the same,
it's not about a want. That's why I take all that away.
So, but do you see it going any further now because she was talking to?
Yes, I can still see
you. You can still see? Okay. Still not me.
Because the same way that she can see me.
Yeah.
I want to be open and honest. Same thing. Like, I'm still seeing other people.
Mm-hmm. I can.
I hear you.
I personally can. Once you start, listen, if you said you were talking to one other person,
sure.
I'd be like, all right, you know what? Talking to people.
So my only question is, are you talking to
that's other people? That's too much for
you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it could be one or multiple. But when I say, yo, are you talking to other people? Because the same question she'll be asking me. Are you talking to anybody else?
So who's asking the question right now? She asking you or you asking
her? I could be either way. It's a conversation.
Yeah, because okay. So if I say, yo, are you talking to people? And she goes,
obviously your words change.
Yeah. And she goes, like maybe like one or two guys.
She didn't have to tell you the number.
No, I know, but it's double. She's trying to be honest. You tell me one or two guys, the two is too many for me.
I hear you.
Know what I'm saying? Like, if you're talking to, I believe you should talk to one dude and one dude at a time. So if you start talking to bare dudes.
So about you?
Yeah, it's about me, 100%. Because
what about you?
What about me? Like, if I'm not, don't worry about that.
That's why I'm trying to strip away.
There is double standard. 100%.
But I know.
What I'm saying for Steph, when I ask that question, I strip that away because it's not about my wants or whatever.
I get that, brother. But now if I'm trying to build with somebody, I don't want to be walking with my girl in the mall and homie was talking to her last week.
You're not building with somebody then.
We built in a week. We built fast, brother.
Yeah, but you're building with others as well. So you're not building. Where are you building?
Nah, I cut those off.
Here we go. All right. So that's what I'm asking. Actually, that's the next question. Double standard.
He's lying. So she says one or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to date her, but you can still do your thing with her. Like, you don't have to go in a relationship.
Exactly. No, hold on.
Remember, the question was, are you looking for someone single in a relationship?
Your
requirements the same?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said it's different. I don't agree.
Yeah, you see, but now my perspective changes. You get what I'm saying? Look, I'm going to tell you, big man. Take your time. So, for me, and I'm saying this for me, everybody has their own opinion on the situation.
Of course.
If a girl is talking to more than one guy, we're not talking anymore. If she was straight up and honest, and I respect her honesty, but now I have to make the decision for myself.
Yeah.
We're not talking anymore. Right. Now, if she was talking to one guy, I can't blame her for that. You want to know why? Because there's women out there that will talk to just one guy.
Yes.
And then you know what? You might have caught her attention. You're her type, whatever. And you guys start kicking it off and having a great time. Now she has to make a decision. The guy she was talking to before, or she going to want to keep this thing going with me? Now she's trying to hold on to both. I'm going to make the decision.
So what is it about one guy that makes it okay?
One guy, because I don't know if that one guy was like leading to something. It could have been her ex-boyfriend. You know, there's so many situations that I would be like, you know what? That's fine. You know what I'm saying? But nice, when she starts talking to two, three guys, four guys, and you know, to me, no. And like you said, kind of loose. You know what I mean? Like,
that's all I want to
remember. Hold on. But now I'm different. Like I'm completely different. Now, I don't want to say I'm going to judge the next guy. But if homies were in Air Forces and they look like Sugar Browns, come on, man. Come on.
So what I was saying to Fia, when you brought it up, though.
You guys are joking, bro. You guys know you guys are all thinking it, too. So
you're Sugar Browns and you're not wearing Sugar Browns. She's trying to elevate to you.
But you see, in this society that we live in, we all judge.
Cool.
Right? And I'm sorry, but that's, like I said, this is for me. I'm not saying you got anybody needs to do this. I'm going to judge the situation because I'm going to be like, homies wearing Sugar Browns.
Sugar Browns?
Sugar Browns. Let me tell you guys what Sugar Browns are. And I'm sorry to all my white people out there, but you guys rocking those Sugar Browns. They rocking them. I had Sugar Browns. We all had Sugar Browns.
The dirty white Air Forces.
Sugar Browns.
That's what Sugar Browns are.
I never had Sugar Browns.
No. So maybe not you. You're clean, my G. Look at you right now. We all had Sugar Browns before.
I had Sugar Browns laces, but the whole joint.
We get those clean. Shout out to Savior Kicks.
Yeah,
but my whole point is, like you said, she is trying to level up. But now I have that image in my mind. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, now I start thinking about things. I'm like, you let those slide?
He's a trying man. He's working on shit.
And I hear you. But like I said, that's what I said. Everybody looks at the situation different. I look at situations different because I'm like, I don't want to be rude, but that's the standard. And I'm telling you, that's what I said. I look at situations different.
I hear you.
He does a full scope evaluation. Who you're talking to before, what they looked like, what shoes they were wearing.
And I get it.
And
what I'm asking is okay, for him then. So it doesn't change from single to relationship. For me, I feel like it does. If I'm being single and I'm just dating with no purpose of looking for a relationship at the moment, so I'm just, you know, out and about. Certain things wouldn't matter to me that they do in relationships. That's what I'm saying. If I'm not trying, especially if I'm not trying to build to go that way. Because if I feel like you're trying to build to go that way,
but I think equally though, you're around the person too, so you wouldn't want them to have qualities that.
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right in that sense. Okay. You're 100% right in that.
Yeah.
What I mean, what is a requirement for me to get into that relationship? I wouldn't hold you to those things on a full list, for you to check off.
They don't need to check every box.
Exactly, because it's like, I wasn't looking for that from you in the first place. You see what I'm saying? We're just cool. You're a good vibe. It's blessed. Now, that's what I guess I was coming into with the double standard things, because again, what Freck was talking about is we see it acceptable for us to do, right? But why is this something that's not acceptable for the woman to do?
Check your history.
I think there's a few things to it. I just don't think when you're talking to multiple people, right. I just don't think you're in a good place.
Okay. Personally. Men could be in a good place.
I also think for men, they're not. It also, when I'm saying multiple, I'm saying multiple.
Like, I hold people, the men to that standard.
Huh?
Well, we wouldn't hold the men to that standard.
Well, it depends. We
wouldn't say that man's a bad place. Yeah, multiple gallons. Aren't we looking at like a fucking shield of honor?
Nah, there's a limit though. Like, when we look at
what's the limit?
Huh?
Yeah, the limit, bro.
You can't say there's a limit and not tell me what the limit is. What's the limit?
It's you're doing too much.
What's the limit? Much?
Huh? 5'2"
You got
too much. Walk yourself into a
if I did, if I had two girl,
if it's detrimental to your lifestyle, I would say if it's costing you time with your family, it's costing you money, it's costing.
What if you could balance all that?
If you could juggle the whole thing,
yeah.
let me think about it. Think about this.
That's nice. The question.
All right, nice. So I'll go on. Tell me
the question. What's the question?
Double standards. Okay. Why do we feel like? Based off of what Freck, I'm more obviously just double standards. I want to open that up to the room to talk about, but specifically because Freck said, "Don't worry about me," but for the girl, nah, that can't happen.
Yeah,
why is that a thing? Why is that a thing that we look at and be like, "Yo, she would not be able to handle more than just me or one other guy. She can't have two."
I don't know what she can handle. It's just a preference thing. If I'm sleeping with a woman, I want her to only be sleeping with me.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, some people do unprotected sex. Some people protect themselves. But once you're having sex with somebody, you have to understand that STDs, STIs, and all these other infections are a possibility.
Right.
Like pregnancy, whether it's on purpose or not, is a possibility.
Right.
So I'm a clean person, but I don't know if the man you're sleeping with is a clean person. I don't know what his day-to-day hygienic routines are. So I'm not trying to catch nothing.
So
multiple partners, yes, it leads to more situations of that. Like, you have to protect yourself health-wise, even though you're sleeping around and things like that are kind of nasty to some people. Protect yourself to some degree.
Right. But the man is allowed.
I want to say allowed. Going back to the whole do-rag.
Sure.
Social norm is, it is more widely accepted. I'm not saying it's right, but it's more widely accepted.
Okay.
Yeah, to piggyback off that, like, the societal norms is very prevalent in that space. Like, if you take it to vulnerability and like being emotional, men are not seen or allowed. I don't want to say not allowed, but right. It's like, it's more like a thing that's not accepted, right? Whereas like where you guys are talking about this right now, men are more, I guess,
accepted
to have multiple partners, whereas women are held to a standard where they have to hold one, if that makes sense.
Mm. No, I agree.
It's simple. When you see a guy with a girl, you say, that's a gallus.
Mm.
When you see a girl,
she's a hoe.
You see what I'm saying?
That's and what like, think right away.
And right, because when we do security, I see mans pull up with three different girls in like the whole weekend. I'm like, oh, damn,
this gallus.
But I seen a girl do it. Oh, bro. What is she doing? She's doing the man dirty, bro. I saw her with a good man the other day. You know what I'm saying?
I spent three bills yesterday.
You know what I'm saying? He spent three bills on you and you pulled up with the next one that's got the next three bills spent. That's how we look at it. It sucks. We're not saying it's right,
But
it's not even about right or wrong. It's how it's perceived.
Yeah.
So
it's past us. It's just, it is what it is.
No, for sure. But in the journey of being the better man, are we looking at the situation of like, hey, starting with us, is that something we're trying to fix going forward? Or is it something we just blindly let go of our heads and keep as is what I'm saying. And not even to keep it just on that, but anything double standard wise, right? Because it could be like, I could say double standard is a woman's preferences versus a man's preferences. A woman could come out and say, oh, I don't want to be with a fat guy. I need him to be fit, this, that, and the third. Dare I say a woman's fat, though?
Yeah.
As my body preference.
Shaming, otherwise, you're doing
now I'm body shaming. I'm not protecting women and this, that, and the third, right? So there's other double standards I could lean on. I don't want to kill mans with the women.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you know, there are other double standards, but in I guess in society, are we starting to move towards us? Yeah. Are we trying to better ourselves in accepting those things? Like, what do you guys think?
I think you should start with Tashawn with this one.
How do we move toward accepting some of these double standards?
Just even kind of
accepting or breaking these double standards?
Breaking, more so.
Breaking these double standards?
Like, to a knowledgeable point as well. Like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, this is dumb, like, and just leaving it there, right?
I just think, like, even when we talk about, like, just the example of thinking of the man as a gyalis and thinking that, you know, that's what we should look up to, I do think it's a bit problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the sense that to only measure a man, like, I feel like for a lot of men, and I can't speak for all of us growing up, but I feel like for a lot of us, our value in society has been measured by how much women we can get.
Money, whatever else, yeah.
Women has been, I don't want to say it tops money, but like it's up there. Like it's almost equal. Like if you're seen to have lots of women, it's like you're a guy, right? And now—
That's fair, actually, yeah.
Now if you're stuck in that identity, what does that now do to your life? Mm. Now are you chasing women and prioritizing having multiple women just because you've been labeled that forever and you can't escape that? Mm. That's where it's like, does it now become problematic? I think that was my original thing I was trying to say, is like, when does it become problematic? Now, I've watched people ruin their lives chasing women, but they're still known as the guy that gets a lot of women. Like, they're happy being the guy that gets a lot of women. So my thing is like, when we see that double standard, when I say it's not also healthy for a guy to have multiple women too, I think in a lot of cases it's not, because not many men can handle that.
Right.
The men that can handle it, different conversation. I don't know what we say. I don't know what we say to those men. When we look at like men in the NBA, for example, rich men, they have multiple women. A lot of them, we don't know the arrangements they have with their wives.
For sure.
We don't know the inner workings of the relationship. So I can't say their wives are like, oh, you're not allowed to go on the road and do what you do. I don't know. But what I do know is, if you can't handle having more than one woman, I don't think you should. And I think the double standard is that I don't think women handle that well either. And to be honest with you, like, I wouldn't want to mess with a woman who's with multiple men, just because, like Nice said, diseases, health, but even the energy. Every time you have sex with somebody, that's an exchange of energy. Mm-hmm. So now I'm taking on the energy of the multiple people you're sleeping with too. I don't think I want to be part of that.
I still don't necessarily agree with the energy shift.
Agree with the energy what?
The energy transfer.
I agree with that. You never had sex, came, and then been like,
why'd I do this?
Why? I'm disgusting. Why did I do this? I drove here. It's 3 a.m. You had work at 6.
So what's the energy transfer? Is that just not you accepting what the reality is? Like, yo, I have work. I have this. I have that. What's
Let
the
me
energy
finish.
Transfer?
Let me finish. Get to your car. Your car doesn't start.
Bad luck? Like, what are we talking
bad,
about?
Bad luck. Yeah, she's in a bad place. And now you've
she's in a good place. We shouldn't be doing it anyways. I don't understand. And I don't see how they relate.
That's also bad energy too.
See, but that's what I'm saying. I don't understand what the relatability is sometimes there. When people say the energy transfers and this and the third, I'm not knocking nobody that believes it. I just don't know myself how it's how it's relatable, is all I'm saying.
You've never been around someone?
I have. I'm not saying
your energy's off.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm even thinking of somebody, like, their energy's off. I don't know what it is, their energy's off.
Yeah, it just doesn't bounce well with mine.
But then you're having sex with these type of people. So now you're exchanging that energy.
Does it make your day bad?
Huh?
But that's what I'm saying. So not to obviously harp on this, but what I'm saying is I understand and I get all the examples you could provide. But to me, and me specifically, what I'm saying is I already do well with not letting other people's energy affect mine. So what I'm saying is like, if someone has a bad attitude or this and the third, I just know how to remove myself. right? So it's like, if I could have sex with this person and then they're having a bad day there, I don't think that has anything much to do with me. I can remove myself from that and go on about having my good old day. You see what I'm saying?
So I have a question for you. So now you did all that and then like you're going out about your day and if something bad happens, I don't attribute it to that person.
Okay. I'd be like, oh, it's just something that happened.
It's a coincidence.
Not even so much a coincidence. It's like, okay, this was meant to happen here today for me. I wouldn't say, oh, because of this, because I had sex with this person, their bad energy came to my life. And that's too much spiritual business. I don't know about all that.
I don't think it's a one-off. Maybe, but like, every time you see this person, something bad happens after.
I think what I'm saying is, like, sometimes there's subconscious things that we might not be aware of by our interactions with certain people. Have you never cut someone off in your life and be like, I can limit my energy around them and I can control my life, but then you cut them off from your life and then things are going better for you?
Yeah.
That is energetic alignment.
I said recently.
This is the stuff I'm talking about. Like, yes, you can control how you feel about a situation and you cannot let someone ruin your day, but there might be things happening just because you rock with that person and because you're having sex with them that you might not even be tapping into.
That's fair.
Because you're not tapped into it.
That's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I guess I'm confused about what the actual energy transfer and where it could happen as is. But that's what I mean. It's maybe not so much a sex thing. It's more like a just being around somebody. You know, does that make sense? I guess I don't know.
I just believe in that. It's kind of like if I went and beat somebody up, took some money from them, and then lent it to you, that same money. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's bad energy behind that money.
Set them up.
Huh?
Y'all don't have the money. Seth has the money, bro. Check his pocket.
Transfer the energy, man. Yo, crazy. Oh, my goodness.
So don't take money from Tashawn.
Yeah.
That's notable. It's notable. Now, I'm assuming everybody here, well, no, let me not assume, let me ask. What's everybody's outlook on marriage? Starting, let's go with Tashawn and then back around.
When you say outlook, what do you mean?
What do you feel like when you hear the word marriage? Like, what does that look like?
To me, it means a lifelong partnership.
Mm-hmm. And then what does it look like for you?
For me?
Yeah. Is that something that you see that you would want to do later in life? Is it something you haven't thought about? Is it something that's not in the cards for you? Like, that's what I mean by outlook.
The man who wouldn't believe me.
This nigga lying.
Why are you looking around?
This nigga lying.
The man wouldn't believe me, but
no, it's the look.
Yo, we're just talking about the truth, bro. We're just talking about the truth. Tell the truth.
But I just feel like the man wouldn't believe me.
Okay, so say what's on your chest.
Don't worry about us. Don't make the choice for us.
No, I'm worrying about you because I'm talking to you.
Okay. Don't make the choice for us.
Okay, I won't make. You're right. I'll just say what's on my mind. Thank you. But I want to get married one day.
Cap. Next. I was just waiting for him to say something.
Holy shit.
Nah, but continue. You want to get married one day?
I want to get married one day. Like, I definitely do see myself having a family, having a couple kids, while my hips are still good and I can run around. But I do see, like, yeah, having a life partner, marrying someone who's my best friend. Like, I see it being very much like a foundation has to be a friendship, 100%. Like, someone, like, I could kick it with, laugh with, joke with. She gotta be funny. Open communication. I can keep it real with. Just like in a wholesome, open, authentic, honest, real, fun type of vibe. Like, I could see it. Like a life partner. Definitely.
Okay. Right.
Well, I am married. Yeah. You guys weren't there, bro. But yeah, so.
It's to celebrate a black man married when the stigma is black men don't want to be married.
Yeah, because it's how we come up. All right. Mm-hmm. Like I told you guys this before. Nobody in my family that I know.
Has a successful one or stayed married?
That like was married. Mm-hmm. I think like my uncle. And like, you know, all this Caribbean marriages, they marry for them to come here. But like.
Yeah.
To actually have a ceremony and like somebody you've been with.
The representation.
You know, you're not just trying to get your visa. You know what I mean? And like Tashawn said, everything to like piggyback off of what he said, like, you know, I was with my girlfriend for 10 years. Mm. And I always told myself if I'm with her for 10 years, I'll marry her.
That is
right.
It. You did say that one.
And like she best friend, somebody to make you smile, make you mad. And when you're mad, it's like, it's not like mad where you guys want to kill each other, but it's like, you know, you guys could talk about it. Not right away, because it probably won't happen right away, but like, you guys are good. You know, it's not like she's mad at you and she's about to pack her bags and leave. You know? And believe it or not, like, I like a little crazy still. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. Like, it keeps a little crazy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It keeps the relationship a little on edge. Like, you know what I mean?
Toes, man. And like, that's a little crazy, big dog.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, as much as we're going to say, oh, I don't like the crazy, I can't deal with it. We do. I
like it, bro.
We do. Like, my girl, or I should say my wife, sorry. She, like, yeah, you know, like, she could be
I got virtually draped up just now.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, talking to the phone.
Like, for example, I'll give you guys an example. My phone will go off right here, and she'll be like, "Which one of your girls are texting you?" And hold on. So now I'm like, "Oh, bro, I'm done with that." Yeah. You know what I mean? And I look at the phone; it's either one of you guys. And your name will pop up. So, for example, I'll give you guys an example. She'll be like, oh, your side girl's calling you. And then if Tashawn's calling you. And then it would be nice calling me. She'd be like, what you guys do last night? Yes. And then Theon will call me. She goes, let me guess. You guys are going to go play ball. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, next you're going to see your name pop up. And she'll be like, who's Steph?
Yeah.
I know that's not no guy
Stephanie.
Name. Stephanie. Yeah, you know what I mean? Change your name. But, you know what I'm saying? You still like the craziness keeps you on edge. And I'm going to be honest with you, like, it's just a journey. You just got to go through it. You're going to go through it together, the ups and the downs. And it's like, you could always tell if that person's for you is when you guys are down. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, how are they going to handle the situations and the words they use? Like Nye said earlier, just listen. Right? And I'll give you guys an example. Like, she sent me a long, like, New Year's message. And in the message, it was like, I wish you the best. Da, da, da. What do you mean you wish me the best? We're together.
Yeah.
Wish us the best. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's still wishing for me to be good, but for me to do this. And that's that with me. She might not think so, because I don't really talk about it. But, like, just reading that message, I was like, and I responded, Happy New Year. But that's who I am. And
my dog was at work.
You know what I'm saying? And she knows who I am.
Right.
If you know who I am and I know who you are, like,
it's real behind it.
You see what I'm saying? So that's all I got to say to that.
Nice.
It changed. Honestly, it changed recently. Before, I wasn't too fond of it. I think I kind of looked at a lot of ways other men did. Like, it's not beneficial to me. It doesn't make no sense. Why would I do it financially? Blah, 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 blah. But recently, I got into a new situation with a new partner, and my eyes and my mind changed on it, which is weird. I didn't see it coming so soon, right? And even sometimes people say, oh, I got married in like 2-3 months, 6 months, I proposed in such a short time. I mean, that's crazy. You don't even know the person. How could you jump into something so, you know, weird? But I got with somebody now, and honestly, a lot of traits that I would want in my wife, she has already. And just like you said, down to conversation, little things she says, like us, we, or I'll be on the phone at work with her, and she'll be on my AirPod, I'll be on my business line, and I'll be talking to somebody about business, about maybe a possible situation I'm having. And as I'm on the phone, this person, my phone ping, I check my phone, she found a solution for me already. Like, this has nothing to do with her, and she's already problem solving. Which I think is huge in any relationship, because problems are going to happen. Conflict resolution is good. Problem solving is good. So my mind changed on it. I would love to get married one day. I can't put a timestamp on it, but I'm not opposed to it. I just think for me, though, it wouldn't be a big one. Mm. The whole partying and inviting everybody, like, nah, I think I would rather a much more intimate one, probably like 50 people max. They're close people from her side, close from my side, and that's it.
Okay, let me stop you right there. What if she wants to have a big one?
She does. We spoke about it.
Okay.
So our ideas align that way as well.
Okay.
I think even going off the base of what you said, like a couple of traits that you have,
yeah,
it shows, especially in how you speak about your partner now.
Yeah.
It echoes a lot of the things that you said previously.
Mm-hmm.
The reciprocation and attentiveness that you spoke about.
Yeah.
You said you're talking on business. You don't expect her to do those things, but she hears you and hears bow. Listening to what you're saying,
and attentiveness. It was huge for me too, because in my last situation, I was attentive, I was paying attention. I never got that back. In my mind, I guess I don't know if I was bitter. I'm like, all these girls are the same. They don't pay attention. And the next partner I had was the best partner I had.
Yeah, that's dope.
And I didn't go looking for it. It just kind of just happened. So,
speaking for myself in terms of marriage, I definitely have always been on the side of doing it. Coming from a Caribbean background, specifically, was one of the things that you never saw go well. For me, I have a household that was two-parent that ended up splitting. Aunts and uncles never really, like, married. They're together or they're bachelor or, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, other than my grandparents, no marriage has stood the test of time. So for me, it's not a representation thing that I saw. But I know, for me, I know I want that to work because it hasn't, or I haven't seen it. So that's something that I always wanted, but I'm more on the side. I'm sorry. I'm more under the understanding that for me, and then who my partner, hopefully to be, my marriage partner to be, my life partner, it's a small one as well. I'm not the biggest celebration type of person. I feel like when a lot of eyes are on, it's you want to shell up type of thing. So it's like, it's definitely an intimate situation. I'd want to celebrate with people that matter. Mm-hmm. From either side. Now, I'm not sure if that's her ideals, but I mean, I'm going to assume that I'm going to adjust based off of my love for that person. So,
before you go to Theon, it's funny that you guys are saying this because I thought the same thing as well. Mm. I'm a little small thing, you know, just me, close people. But when you get there, and I know you guys feel like all the lights are on you, but we're there to celebrate you. So believe it or not, like, you guys might just think close friends and family, but there's other people out there that really want, because I was shocked that the feedback that I was getting, yo, fam, I didn't get an invite, da 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 da. And it made me did feel a kind of a way where it's like the closest people were to me. But like, I should have invited more people, but it's just that because we did it, you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But your mind might change, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because as soon as it happened to me, it changed. I'm like, I should have had a bigger wedding.
Right.
And I think sometimes we have a weird feeling about being celebrated.
That's what I think it is.
Black men too.
We do.
We're not used to be.
And I can recognize that for sure.
So it's like that in itself is a whole nother conversation.
Now going to Theon.
I share the same sentiments as a lot of you. Honestly, you know, coming up in my household, I never saw my parents together. None of my grandparents were together. It's not something that I was like, I really saw on a day-to-day basis. So like growing up, my fiance now asked me, like, how did you picture a wedding? To be honest with you, I never pictured it ever. I never thought about getting married. It was never a thought that was like big on my mind. But like some of the things that you guys said, the accountability, the caring, doing these things like that were just an innate nature. And she was just doing these things for me. It kind of just was like, okay, this is different.
Really?
And then I'm starting asking like some of my friends that are married, when did you know? When was it time? When did what traits did you see or whatever? And then when I'm talking to them, having conversations with them, and they're telling me, okay, this started to happen. And it was the same things that I was going through. Then I was like, okay, yeah, you know, this is kind of the time for me. So I guess in our dating process, it changed for me. And I found even in my previous relationships, I don't think I really dated. Because I think when I was playing basketball, like, we would go out, but we didn't really date. Like, you know what I mean? It was always sped up because I was never really around or whatever the case is. It was like movies, sleep together, say we're dating, but you never really got to know the person. Like, I think with her, I really, really, really got to know her as a person and all the qualities that she had. And it was always what I was looking for, I guess, that I didn't know that I was looking for in a wife. So, yeah, it led me to the process to proposing, and yeah.
I have a question for both you and Brett, because you both have alluded to that extra step that goes beyond dating and looking for a life partner, right? Mm-hmm. What did you guys learn about yourself as a man, like, during those things? I noticed you said just now that you're like, it helped me realize that, you know, I'm looking for this type of person when it comes to a partner and a woman. So what did you learn about yourselves?
I think one of the biggest things for me was in previous relationships, I know that I wasn't like the greatest in my communication and how I spoke to people. I think if you said something to me, I would be a firecracker and I'd snap and I'd say things that, obviously in my younger year, I would say things that like not necessarily I meant, but it was to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got into this relationship, I never, that thought never like crossed my mind. Like I never, to this day, I don't think I've ever said anything that was like out of bounds. And I'm like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of reeling, like I've reeled myself in a lot more. And like when we talk, it's never to, or when we fight, it's never to hurt the other person or just take jabs or whatever the case is. So I think that was one of the things that I learned about myself, kind of in finding that person that was for me. Mm-hmm. I think that was very big, like knowing, okay, why is this different for me? Why? How come I don't go that far with this person? So
biggest level of consideration, yeah. Bigger level. How about you, Fred?
For me, it was time. Like I told you guys, 10 years, right? And within that 10 years, like a lot of things happened. Like I said, the ups, the downs. And for me, like I keep telling you guys, like when we were down lowest, you know, the words that the person uses, and like Deon said, like when you guys fight, how that fight goes. And, you know, as time went on, I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna have to marry her. You know what I mean? And
a lot of people could take that the wrong way though, but I kind of feel exactly what you mean.
Like
as a man, like it's like
I'm giving it to you guys raw, like well it is, bro. Like it's like I swear when it was like 8.5,
yeah,
I was like, yeah, we're almost there. You know what I mean?
Like, when that comes off though, it's like, oh damn, like it's like,
yo, bro,
but it's like it's not.
But you see, but I said that and like you see how Theon said he remember. I said it to her. I'm like, we ain't lasting 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of people do go in relationships to get married.
For sure.
I never went in a relationship to get married. I went in a relationship, I'm like, that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And as the time went on, like I told you, 8.5, I'm like, it's coming.
Mm.
And it's like, she knew. So then the countdown started. When it hit 10, I am telling you guys, all I heard past that 10 was, yo, when are we getting married? When are we getting married? When are we getting married? Right? So it's like, and then you think to yourself, like, what am I waiting for?
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody like, oh, time, this, that. But I did give the time. We did the 10 years. And, you know, we fought through it through the 10 years because, you know, 10 years is 10 years. It's going to be good and it's going to be bad. And then it's like, all right, man, let's get this over with now. You know, and then, you know, the process started and then, bang, we're here.
Do you feel like there's stuff that holds men back or do we just hold ourselves back when it comes to that step?
I think it's both, to be honest, because like, even though like you might want to do something, that person might have turned you off a little bit.
Mm.
Right. And I wouldn't say I was turned off. Right. But some people probably do get turned off real fast and then it changes their mindset. Because, for example, I'm just going to use Nice as an example right now. Like you see how his mindset changed. You know, his girl might piss him off and then he might say, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or he could be like, that fight, that wasn't really a fight to me. You know what I'm saying? But you're still fighting for our love. So, things like for me, bro, honestly, I would tell everybody, take your time.
Mm.
But so like, Nice doesn't need time. He knows what he wants and the person is providing it.
Mm.
So now, big man, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, like now that you, that's an astrobatic question though.
Time's not really a thing for me. It used to be.
Mm.
Like I said, the same thing as Frank. I said, yo, once 10 years, if you make it 10 years and yeah, you're locked and you're solid, you made it through everything. But I was in a relationship for like that long.
Yeah.
Still didn't work.
Yeah.
Right? You'd be surprised how fast time flies. Like Juice was saying, in the first 2-3 years, it was dating, going to restaurants, sleeping with each other, but there was no real substance.
Mm-hmm.
I burnt 3 years thinking we're dating, but we actually weren't. Like, nothing really happened. We didn't do nothing together. And then she moved in with me. And then, okay, I got to see a different side of her. We got to experience a different life together, which was cool. It was fine. But then highs and lows happened, right? And there was a time where things weren't really clicking for me. And there's times I expected her I expected her to be my crutch. I think that's the whole point of having a partner, essentially. I'm not saying I need to rely on you, but if I slip, I want someone that can hold me down for a little bit. So my situation, there was a few times I wanted to be there and she wasn't. But then I was like, I had as an asterisk in my head, like you were saying before, like they do something that might turn you off. So in my mind, I wanted to go the distance, I wanted to marry, but like, because she did that, I'm going to take it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it didn't make sense with time. And then even with this new situation, it is quick. But even before, certain little things that'll be said, like conversations of marriage, give me the ick. I'm like, nah, turn it off right away. What are you talking about, marriage? This conversation happened. I caught myself. I was actually engaging in it. I was like, whoa, That's different. I've never engaged in conversations like this. So, and then from having a past of being with multiple women, you experience so many different types. The good, the bad, the ugly, the cute, the... So when you finally land on something, you know it's different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need 10 years to know. I just spent 15 years going through women. And it's not like I forgot about them. Everything I learned from them, I put in my Rolodex, okay? And every situation that I went through and I left, I learned from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had my time of being a player, whatever, but I've grown since then. So now I'm in this situation. I don't need 10 years per se. But yeah, I'm going to give it a test of time for sure.
Yeah. I think that also, like, one thing that's holding, that would hold people back is not having a good circle around you, right? Mm. I think that if I didn't have the right people around me to ask the questions that I was looking for, would I have been able to formulate to get to where I wanted to get? Yeah, but it would probably take me a little bit longer. I think that, again, having the right people around you to kind of steer you and just walk you through that whole process is really important, right? So,
question for you guys, just to piggyback off that a little bit. I know we all talked about not growing up seeing the example of like a good husband,
mm-hmm.
or like just the husband period. Where do we now lean on that? Like, what is the example we look toward? Or are you guys just winging it? You're just figuring it out as you go. Like, is there someone we could look to and be like,
again, I look at Freck. I have a couple other friends and them being married, and I see how they maneuver as fathers and husbands. And in, I think you said it in a past podcast where you're like, you see when you guys make mistakes, I don't make those mistakes because I correct it from whatever. So whatever you've gone through or any of my friends, I see that and I'm like, okay, cool. I know that that might be a wrongdoing in my relationship. So let me not go and do that. So
For me,
go ahead.
If you're going to go, Steph.
I think the examples, like I said, something that I want to be because I didn't see much of it, right? Kind of also agreeing with some of Theon's points where it's like, yeah, you're seeing these experiences, whether they go well or they don't, and you take into those, like you take those into consideration trying to shape yourself, but also just, I don't know, I think it's a combination of things. I don't know if it's somebody you have to look at because, again, I also believe that when you look at other situations, you don't know everything that may go on mm-hmm. in that situation. True. So somebody representing a good husband could not also be a good husband, right? Yeah, they just presenting.
Right?
Yeah, you don't know, right? So I don't even want to base it off of that. I think the representation that I'm looking for is somebody that is, again, that could just be a good person to their partner. The real, honest, respectful, the consideration, the attentiveness. Like, you could take bits and pieces from everybody in whatever situation they're in. They may not have to even be married, right? So I think it's more or less that for me. But
for me, I don't have a role model or anybody to look to. I wing it, right? I learn as I go. She also tells me how she wants to be loved, right? Sometimes I'm not doing it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you try to find a common ground. And for me, to be honest, like, I don't want my kids not growing up in the same household with their parents.
Right.
They love waking up to both of us.
Right.
You know, so, like, I no role model. I go with the flow. I try to be the best that I can be for them. And then whatever happens, happens, right? So I don't really have a role model for you, Deshaun.
That's fair. It was just a question.
And Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
You know, he was on my mind. Uncle Phil's a big example in our...
Uncle Phil's dope. That'd be a good one to go for. Uncle Phil's rich as shit.
and that's what we're all trying to be, right?
Uncle Phil, the reason why I like him as a husband, but I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not taking in nobody's cousin or nephew.
Is that you with all that?
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, bro.
You just see it as a father. You know what I mean? Like, certain episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, one of my favorite episodes, your favorite episode, too. You know what I mean?
Why you don't want me, man?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? He took that time to embrace and, like, listen to the issues and problems you were having. That's...
No, I hear you.
What I would you. Want. Or I would want to provide for my kids, right? You know what I mean? So,
nah,
I wish if you have it. If you can have it to provide, why not?
100%. That's why I said, yo, brother, I'm not taking it nobody right now.
I'm right now. I'm right now.
I'm eating two meals today.
I'm right now, for sure.
You know how much egg cost, man? $15 right
now. We have Let's Talk About It. Tashad, let's get into it, bro. All
right, bam. Making men talk. I'm picking from the blue today.
Nice. You're not picking.
Am I picking?
Make the nice guest pick.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot Nice was a guest. Nice a regular, though.
He's a regular amount of man now, but a guest to the
Dice
show.
Dice is a guest.
So some of the guests.
Tashad's going to explain it to you right now. Hold on. Before Tashad got giddy, the man, I'm picking him up.
So something about the blue. Why are you so excited about the blue?
No, the blue is in the middle. So this is a game where we have vulnerable conversations. They're questions. The white is the most surface level. Blue's medium. Black is the deepest.
Give me your black one, B.
You take it yourself, brother.
It's too far, big dog.
Brother, you can move the mic.
That big mic. Pull from the top.
There's one that you
want from the top.
So. Nah. If you don't like the question, you could give it back and get a new.
That's wild. The black is black, but it's dark. What is the darkest thing you've never told anyone?
Oof. Well, we getting straight to it.
I'm gonna stay not telling anyone. I'll do another black.
That's real.
Yeah, I'll do another black. It's there for a reason.
I like that car because I was going to answer that.
Were you?
I swear to God.
Name a time where you've done someone dirty.
No, we already did
that.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Family, that's a sign to pick another card from another day.
No. Hey.
Do I go blue?
What is your biggest insecurity growing up? Oh, how do you feel about it now?
I got you. I'll start off with that.
Damn, fresh, fine. Ready, fire into
the bro. I'm, you know,
this is his episode for sure.
It's not even that. I want to answer the first one.
97 jab.
And I'm going to answer that. The first one. You guys want me to answer that one too, or
no, brother?
No, just
this. Just that card. Okay, so
dark secret.
It's not even that. Well, whatever. Growing up, my teeth were fucked up. Mm-hmm. They were
I remember still. Oh my god. I will swear for you guys after, bro.
They were spaced, brother. Like, you see this? This is what it looked like in my mouth before, right? I think it's genetics. Cause one time my dad smiled, that's you. Keep it a butt. Nah, that's my dog though. But it was messed up. And I'm gonna show you where it hurt one time the most. You know when it's like other people say it's like whatever, but when your dog says it, I'm gonna show you an example. We were in grade 9.
If you call him out again,
I'm calling Tashad out
100%. How did I know, bro? How did I know that?
No, Juice is part of this too. Cause you
already know.
Yo, hold on.
John's mom's house.
Yeah, let me tell the story, Big Man. This is my story. It hurts, Steph, when I'm you ever get hurt so bad you're sweating? You're just sweating, bro. So we're playing Madden. Tashad, you know. Throws the ball, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Runs through my whole defense.
No way.
You know what he says? He goes, yo, bro, your defense is as spaced out as your teeth.
That's nasty. Bro.
Why you do that? I ain't even funny. Why you do that?
Bro.
That was nasty.
Yo,
We were young.
This is Theon's face. And Theon, like, couldn't even believe it. And then he goes,
I'm called for it.
He goes,
am I lying?
Oh. You know what I said? When I get some bread, I'm fixing this shit.
We're better men,
bro.
I think you're dark, bro.
Listen. Bro. We went to Campion, brother. We were roasting each other every day.
Yeah.
You just had to be ready. It was a reflex.
Brother, what do you mean?
What? Don't hit you.
Oh, no. He has to be ready. He's blowing me out in the game. Ready for what? The man just put the nail in the coffin. I didn't want to play no more.
To let the game speak, fam.
I think he went into the next room.
Bro, I looked in the mirror. I said, bro.
I'm checking his teeth.
Bro, I didn't speak for the rest of the night, brother. I dropped the...
We didn't have no card.
We had no card. I dropped the controller. Juice is there. Are you good?
It's that you good that hurts even more. Oh my
goodness, you know I'm not good. There's nowhere we could go. We're in the basement, bro. And we're down there. And I'm looking. Tashad didn't even feel no ways. Man, I said, man, I'm hungry. Bro, it hurt.
Dark, fam.
I'm not even. It hurt. And I said, you know what? Fixing them as soon as I get bread.
Biggest insecurity.
Mm-hmm. When you guys take the dance floor?
I had two. I'm not gonna lie to you.
All right, let me hear them.
Yo, back in the day, obviously chilling in the neighborhood, sitting in the hallway, roasting each other nonstop. I'm not gonna lie, I have a big forehead still. I used to get cooked nonstop. So growing up, I hated that shit. I was so insecure about it. But then you got used to it. I got made fun of it so much times about it. It was whatever. But something else. Growing up, there was this girl. My pops had this lady rent the basement out from him. And her daughter moved there from Alberta. Bad. Nice thing. Nice. I had a super crush on her, right? She was a little bit older than me. So when she used to go out, she'll come back later. And her mom, she could do whatever. She was loose. Cause we were like 13, 14. So I remember I was in the living room. And to get to the basement, she has to walk past me. So one night she came in and she changed her clothes. She came upstairs and we started making on the couch and everything. And then it became a regular. So I actually started liking this girl big time. Actually, I was probably like 12. Anyways, how are you going to grade 9? 14?
Yeah. Grade 9, 13, 14.
13, 14. Yeah. So I was 12 and she was going to grade 9. So boom. She liked me. I liked her. I think everything was cool, right? She goes off to grade 9 now. And then I didn't see her for a couple months. Next time I went to the house, she was leaving. And one of those guys picked up on a Honda Civic. I'll never forget. A man picked up the Honda Civic, so I guess he's an older guy from the high school. Eat that thing, but soft. I don't care. One day, we're walking to the Hastings Market. I said, like, yeah, I really like this guy. She's describing this guy head to toe, right? I'm like, cool. And I'm so naive. I'm thinking she's talking about the next guy. She's like, yeah, I want to take him serious, but there's one thing. I'm like, what is that? She goes, he's too skinny. So I'm like, damn, that's crazy. You know, it is what it is. She's like, I'm talking about you, idiot. Oh, shit. So I was like, damn.
That hurt me just now. That's a curveball. You say that?
Is that a compliment or not?
What should you do that mean? Like that? Well,
bro. Like, what? You're confessing your love to him, but you say you won't talk to him. I'm too skinny.
Yeah. You trying to get me or what, bro?
Bro, that shit used to cheese me. I used to wear double t-shirts to school. All that. Walk that. You see him back into the double t-shirts to go here in the little black. Sir. I was wearing the real ones. I was doubling up way before that was a thing.
So. He's nice for real, I guess, huh?
So being skinny was a thing, and then I got big as shit, so.
So you're never gonna be skinny again.
Never, bro. That's why you guys start calling me gutter guts and shit.
The insecurity for me, growing up was how bow-legged I was at the time. So I forced myself to learn to, like, walk duck-footed in a sense. Mm-hmm. So that kind of, like, fights the inward walk, so I could be, you know, a little more parallel in how I walk straight. I still fight it. Some people still notice it, and it cheeses me all to this day. But
like, you get made fun of? Or?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's bow-legged. That's why he runs fast. He's bow-legged. It's like a fan. Oh, God. Like,
you run fast bow-legged?
Damn, I don't know. I never tried. I don't know, man. Like, I didn't know.
What do you mean when you used to be bow-legged? Like?
So bow-legged, like, you know, nah, but okay, so you're bow-legged. So you're bow-legged. Your legs are bowed up.
Bow-legged. What do you mean?
So your legs are bowed, but even worse, I became pigeon-toed because of how bow-legged it was.
Bow-legged,
right?
And pigeon-toed?
Damn, it was terrible.
That's terrible.
See what I'm saying?
Your shit is bad.
Okay? So, but I used to think of it like it was like a type of disease the way man used to talk about. So now I'm here, like, focused on trying to walk differently. Like, so now it's better, but yeah, some people, sometimes I'm either standing pigeon-toed sometimes, people notice it, whatever the case, but. I all life, bro. I'm 30, about to be 33. I'm here focused on it still. So, and I hear it, I hate it, man. Hate it.
Bro, like, next time we argue, bow-legged ass niggas.
Look at that. See, now everybody knows it. Like, take your hat off, nice.
I'm okay with that now.
I think for me, my biggest insecurity growing up was, like, growing up in the neighborhood that I did, but then I kind of, like, went to a mostly white school, and then it was like trying to fit in, right? Because you are one way when you're in your neighborhood, and then in the school it's like, whoa, like, you're ghetto or whatever, right? So no, for real, bro. Yeah. I even went through like a phase where I was like almost trying to be Gino, because there was like a whole bunch of Gino kids in my school. No, like, crazy. No, for real. I have pictures. I should have had a picture.
That's not what it's
no, there was no crumb over.
I don't know if you're trying to ting or not.
There was no coat.
They were almost
slick
back.
That's what I
mean.
Like, I was slick back.
Capo had the beaded necklace.
Yeah, bare capo, brother.
But like, it was insecurity because I didn't like being young. I didn't know how to navigate this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is where I mostly am. How do I fit in here? How do I whatever? How do I navigate this? So like, you know, at times I was like, I struggled with my identity. Like, who am I, right? So I think that I kind of eventually figured it out. But that was like when I was young, that was like one of my biggest insecurities.
So you figured it out. Like, did you switch schools?
I graduated.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, like, so the whole outfit, I know what niggas used to wear with that. Cap one, they used to wear like indoor shoes. Yeah,
but then, you know, I think I just
indoor
got
soccer
to a,
shoes.
Yeah, I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start wearing what feels right for me. And then black people started clowning me when I was
couldn't win.
When I was Gino, and then when I was back to dressing normal, man's were like, what is that, bro? You know what I mean? I just, there was no balance and there was no in between, and I struggled with it. I used to hate it. And then, like, I think that's why I even like leisure. That's why I think I just love leisure clothes, because you can't tell me nothing. You don't know what I am, facts, bro. Facts. I could be a professional. I could be street dude. I could be whatever. You don't know what I am in leisure.
Most I feel you on that. 100%.
Super relatable.
100%.
Yeah. I definitely felt that.
Yeah, for when you take the dance floor.
Remember, that's one of them.
Is it because you're
pretty close? And on that note,
did you tell him before?
What? No, I didn't. I actually didn't. That's one of them. My ability to dance.
That's one of them.
It was a hard segue, dog.
My body just doesn't, move fluid.
It's the pigeon toe, fam.
It's the pigeon toes, the bow-legged, I'm stiff.
Yeah.
As a child, I can't dance. I'm just not good at it.
Are you better now?
A little bit, but still not.
I think you're holding it down.
You think at the wedding?
That's what I'm saying. Bit,
but it's like,
that was him, bro. He was drunk.
When you're drunk, you're moving, brother.
A little bit. But my coordination, even like when I play ball, like it's just, my body's just stiff. I don't know what it is. So it's like nothing I do looks fluid. So then it makes me not confident about it either.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it'll be like, yo, loosen up. But I'm trying. That was one of them. And then my acne was another one. In high school, I had really bad acne. And it's like, you know, people be like, drink more water and try to tell you do all this.
And wash your face, Ari. Stop doing that.
It's so disrespectful.
Drink water.
Brother, we're trying to tell you what to do to solve it. And you're like, I'm doing those things. It's not working.
Yeah. How much water did you drink?
You know what? We also weren't eating good at that time. Like, when I look back at the shit we were eating, like McDonald's, I was drinking Pop, I was drinking Fruitopia by the box. Like
Fruitopia and Sprite.
And Sprite, like all those things. Those aren't great things, but it was like, it was back at school, I get roasted.
Yeah.
But then that's why I always had to have something in the... in the chamber
before, right?
Because you didn't know, yo, Frank. I was
Frank must have said something before.
I don't even know. I was like, I don't know what Frank said.
Saying you thought because you were winning, you had something for you.
I had something. I was about to bury him before he came out. I'm at, you know, I used to get some Fairly Odd Parents. You guys remember that show where the pimple used to talk? Yeah. Man came with jokes like that.
They did him like that.
Man, I'm saying, yo, you're frying bacon on your forehead on the way to school. Like, man,
it was ruthless.
We were just so mean to each other. I had jokes for Mans too, don't get it twisted. But it was just, it was ruthless, brother.
Look how he stayed, bro.
Mans like Chris States, we brought him up.
We
call him Mans States.
No,
you brought up States the other day. I was like,
Chris States.
States, he used to deal with me dirty. Like, I pull up.
Nah, he's a funny nigga.
He was funny.
But yeah, you gotta get him.
You know what the funny part is? Like, listening to all this, and Nice just said, the realest thing, it builds character.
Oh, 100%.
Like, if you take in who you are today, I mean, I fixed my shit. So,
you joke about
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if Fruity probably never made that joke, I'd probably still been sitting here like this. Yeah, you know what
things,
I mean?
Things are blessed.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. Nice put on a little weight here so you don't have to wear two teeth.
There were one teeth shit now, fam.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, walk properly, fam. Don't worry about it.
I was going to say, that's walking properly.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Juice changes wardrobe.
Yeah,
so Sean's drinking water.
Water sponsorship.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, It really does build character. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, truly believe me getting teased and bullied the way I did, it made me who I am today, mm-hmm. believe it or not. I have tough skin.
Yeah.
So, like, you could say something like, okay, cool. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Make light of it a lot more, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to go through all that stuff, man, for real.
Nice.
What up?
We reached the end, brother. You have anything to promote?
We're done already.
Yeah.
So you want to stay longer, hey? Feeling
I was having
a
good time, bro. Like it? A good time, bro. That was a good time. I do like it. Pull another card. You got time for the
card, bro. Are we done? No. But I appreciate you for pulling up, brother. You have anything to promote?
Oh, yeah. I got a little something I'm working on right now. It's called Burna. It's a self-defense weapon that we kind of provide for society and law enforcement. It's really cool. Check it out. Instagram is Less Lethal Canada.
Yeah. One more time.
Less Lethal Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
again, we appreciate you guys for tuning in to another episode of He's a Guy podcast. Please remember to like, comment, and subscribe. You guys heard that noise right there, but listen, hit the rest button.
Press that.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you guys for tuning in. And until the next time, be safe.